Seattle employment, the effect on real estate prices, and the challenges this creates for homeowners wanting to sell and move up. Solutions to hold, buy, then sell. The top real estate forecast sees Seattle remaining amongst the most desirable markets because of tech and population growth. With the lack of inventory, it is challenging for buyers, and I do not see the market slowing down or inventory coming available in the near future. Once interest rates increase, and they will, the inventory challenges will get even greater as sellers are currently at a high 3 to low 4% interest rates, will not want to sell and buy a new home with interest rates increasing possibly, who knows, 8%. Why would they? With the equity in their home from the rapid appreciation, a lot of homeowners will access their equity, remodel their home, and stay put with the low interest rate that they currently have. So on top of that, foreign buyers are moving their cash into Seattle instead of purchasing homes in Vancouver after the 15% foreign investor tax was introduced in Metro Vancouver. The employment opportunities are also not slowing down. In the last 10 years, the Seattle tech scene has changed quite dramatically. In the 1990s and the early 2000s, the only gigantic software companies in town were Microsoft and Amazon, and for a time, it even became common knowledge that most Seattle-based startups had only two viable exit strategies, go public or get acquired by Microsoft. Now, in the last 10 years, we've seen sea change in this dynamic in Seattle caused by two forces. The first part of the change has been the rise in the new breed of large Seattle-based tech companies, companies that are still smaller than the two local titans, the Microsoft and Amazon, yet large enough to fill out the middle tier. Now, the second force has been the increasing appearance of Silicon Valley engineering offices in Seattle metro area. Google was one of the biggest and first major Silicon Valley offices to open engineering offices in here in Seattle. And then a decade after Google set up shop in the city, Seattle has seen an explosion of Silicon Valley companies setting up their second engineering offices in Seattle. And this is now home engineering offices for Google, Facebook, Apple, Twitter, Salesforce, eBay, Dropbox, Uber, YouTube, and many others. So there have also been companies from the Bay Area in the recent that are moving their companies to Seattle because of California's state income and payroll taxes. So Seattle is becoming the next San Francisco. But to put things into perspective, Seattle home prices are where San Francisco home prices were about 15 years ago. That is crazy. Gives you an idea of the tremendous growth that we still have coming here in the Seattle market. So the biggest challenge for moving up buyers is not being able to go contingent on their home selling. With the lack of inventory is the lack of sellers, and they are making the rules out on the market. So sellers do not want to take the risk of a buyer's home not selling and having to put their home back on the market, so they are not accepting contingent offers. So what I wanted to share with you today during Money Chat is for my sellers out there to provide some solutions on how to buy, hold, and then sell. So first, you can look at the options of taking out a bridge loan, which is basically a HELOC on your current home to use for down payment on your new home. Purchase your new home without having to go contingent, and then pay off the HELOC when your home sells. Another option you might look at is taking a loan out against your 401k. You can pay that back to yourself. You need to actually talk to your financial planner and see how that works. But you should be able to borrow against it, pay it back within a period of time after your home sells. Another option is take out a smaller mortgage on your new home, lower than what you were originally anticipating if you had sold your home first and were using those net proceeds. And then once your home sells, do a one-time reamortization on your current from the proceeds from your current home. This is when you make a large principal payment, and your bank will then reamortize the current payment to reflect the new balance that's owed. Now, if any of these solutions are not appealing to you, you can sell your current home first, then purchase a new home and find temporary housing. I don't know, maybe it might be fun to hang out with a family member, maybe be a little vacation time. So those are really what your options are to be successful in this market and not have to go contingent. Any questions that you have on solutions? I've got great real estate professionals in studio, and also I am your expert in the mortgage arena and can help and assist to put a strategy and a plan together for you. Coming up next in the Money Hour, it is after the April filing date for tax return. Now what do you do? Well, I have Greg Nunn, Nunn Better Tax Resolution, right here on 1150 AM, KKNW, after this short break.